Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, big day because it is a must-win. You get to that point where there's nowhere else to go but win or go home. So game five tonight, Sixers Knicks. Obviously, we'll be all over talking about it today. We'll also talk a lot about the Phils. They dropped one last night against the Angels and residual Eagles draft talk. A lot of stuff to still get to there. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Bees can recognize human faces.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, it's not no. It's
a
How do they know?
A 2005 study, honeybees were trained to memorize pictures of human faces, and they were rewarded with droplets of sugar if they could match the faces. They learned that they could recognize faces 90% of the time, and even 2 days after seeing the faces, and even when they removed the sweet sugar reward. Bees are smart, and they know you. So
you know, if you get stung,
all right,
you
might have done something wrong.
You made a convincing argument. I was ready to just completely blast you and the idiot that carved out this experiment, but it actually sounds like they might have
compelling
followed the scientific method.
They did.
And, okay. What was the point of the study?
That is a good point.
Thank you.
That is a good
bees
point.
Bees could recognize faces.
All right, so let's get to it here today. Obviously, Sixers tonight. So if you want to comment on the Phils, the Eagles, we're going to do a lot on them as well, but let's start Sixers. Basic question for everybody at 215-592-9494. Are the Sixers basically already cooked? Do you think this thing is all but over? So let me take first crack at it. I believe the 76ers absolutely can still win this series. Now, obviously, the odds are stacked against them. I don't have to tell you that. I mean, when you're down 3-1, that's a hole. Two of the final three games will be in New York, and that's going to be a brutal environment to have to play up in. I mean, that crowd is going to smell blood tonight. But I will tell you this. I feel like the Sixers are more in this and have a better shot than most teams, honestly, that I've ever seen, that are down 3-1. Now, I don't want to be naive guy here today. I mean, believe me, guys, I, too, share the frustration with what we've seen. I, too, have the trepidation that, you know, Joel just might not be able to summon it up enough. And even if he does, it might not be good enough because, you know, your third best player is not good enough. Your fourth best player is not good enough. I mean, someone said to me yesterday, and it might be true. I mean, the Knicks might have 7 or 8 guys better than the Sixers' third best player. They really might. So I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying the Sixers have the inside track, but I don't think it's over. I know that the Sixers certainly could have won all 3 games they lost, 1, 2, and 4. Now, they didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
they didn't.
Point differential in the series
is
incredibly
close.
The
hallmark of this team is they fail to seize opportunities.
That is right.
And it drives us all nuts.
That's right.
I'm sick of
watching John,
it.
Where are you? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you think the Sixers can still put a charge in this and realistically win three in a row? Do they have the skill? Do they have the will? Will they have the health to pull it off? John, where do you stand as we sit here on the morning of Game 5?
Joe, they're the best team down 1-3 in the first round of all time. I am not pleased.
Well, I don't know.
I've been
that.
Trying so hard. That was sarcasm.
Okay.
Complete sarcasm.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought it was clearly sarcasm.
Yes.
I was
like, I am so beyond frustrated, and I've tried so hard. I wanted to believe that they could do this because I felt that the scope and Joel's rest and everything was shaping up so that this year would be different. And even like the games start out, and I believe that they're going to turn out different. You know, like the first quarter of games, it feels like we're always jumping out to these leads and we're looking dominant when these games start. And Joel, game 4, he had 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, if it was finally going to happen, he was finally going to lead us to the promised land, but he can't maintain and we can't maintain. And it's a mixture of things. It's a physical thing. It's a mental, it's an emotional thing. But like every year in the playoffs, it feels like that rope with the prize at the end is slipping slowly through our fingers again.
Yeah, yeah.
Our basketball team has not come close to maintaining the intensity and the toughness and the discipline that's necessary to win in the postseason like that team across the court is.
Yep.
They haven't come close to approximating that because our star is too sore and tired and hurt, and he just isn't given enough help outside of Tyrese Maxey to really make this realistic. I tried
and
so
Maxey's
hard.
Gotta, and Maxey's got to
so
step up.
Bad. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to step it up. No one has done enough. But that's the problem. They are tougher. They are stronger. They are meaner. They are better when the game ends.
So you're on the ropes.
Because they're tougher.
Like, they're
really
on the ropes.
Struggling,
but you're...
And I'm really frustrated with the way it looks because right now it feels like the second round is like a distant aspiration. Think about that. This is our team that I was certain had a great shot to get through to the Eastern Conference Finals, compete for to represent the East because of the talent that I thought existed on our roster. I have so many issues with the way things have – I have so many issues. I can't believe we're still wearing a gigantic brace on a knee that was scoped 2 months ago. I can't believe we don't know more about that.
Well, I know more about that without knowing more about that. He's more injured than you thought.
No, or they're allowing him to baby this.
If it wasn't
say,
the playoffs,
okay,
he wouldn't be back.
You want to wear a giant brace?
He wouldn't come
a
back.
Scope?
He wouldn't
go
come
ahead.
Back.
No, it's possible they're saying whatever makes you feel comfortable, and that makes him feel comfortable. I'm saying when you do that, it makes you think about the knee all the time, even though you don't have to.
Well,
because it was fixed 2 months ago.
They're trying to protect his future, though.
Well,
you know, they are. I mean, they have an investment in a guy that's one of the better players in the world.
Well, the way that they're handling it, the way that he is handling it, it doesn't feel like it's going to give us success. You know, the way that this is weighing out.
So here's the deal. Again, everyone at 215-592-9494. Do you think they're basically cooked? Or can they still punch their way back in this? I mean, I am...
Punch their way back into getting to the second round?
Well, just to winning that. I mean, I'll deal with that then. I mean, here's the thing. Guys, let's not lose sight of this. It's been an incredibly close series. Like, I know 3 of the 4 games went against them, but let's not act like the Knicks have, you know, like throttled the Sixers in this series. They haven't. Now, again, I'm not trying to be naive. I mean, I understand this whole thing might come crashing down tonight, and there's a better chance that it will than won't because the Knicks are home and, you know, they're a very good basketball
better.
Team. Well, all right. They're also not that great.
Tougher.
They're better.
They are
took
tougher.
50
they're
points
meaner,
from Embiid to get one win. One win.
Right,
the
James,
only, I know it's been close.
You?
I
Talk
think the
me.
Knicks are winning the series. I think tonight has way more chances to be Game 7 against Boston vibes than the Sixers winning tonight. Like, I could see them losing by 30 tonight. The Knicks are better. The Knicks have outplayed them, out-hustled them, out-wanted them. And Embiid just can't survive these games. Like, we're talking about surviving series. He can't get through a freaking game and be there at the end of the game. He has 2 rebounds in the fourth quarter in the series.
Yeah.
In the entire series. He has 2 rebounds in the fourth quarter. Like, they're just not good enough. The Knicks are better.
So
like,
they might
not be as talented at the top. They are a better basketball team, just like I thought coming in. Like, they're better.
So of all the things that worry me for tonight.
And we are worse. There are guys like Buddy Hield, who is so much worse than I expected.
Yeah, disaster. Of all the things that worry me for tonight, the thing that worries me the most is that Embiid might not be able to finish the game effectively. Because in 3 of the 4 games, he has not finished the game effectively.
Might not even show up.
Yeah,
if history is a barometer.
Would not.
Like, let's remember the last time there was a season on the line game for the Sixers.
Yep.
Where the hell was Joel Embiid?
No, and you could see it right away in Game 7 versus Boston. Well, look, we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. Do you think this thing
If he's feeling sorry for himself, if you see him moping around, it's done. The moment you see him mope, that is the wrong attitude to have, and you see that emerge. You see it emerge throughout. That's the root of the problems that the Sixers are having.
Well, look, all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. Do they still have a legitimate shot and a close series in points, in, you know, listen, the only game that really was kind of a runaway at the end was the one game the Sixers won. 3 games the Knicks won were all very close. Do you think the Sixers still have a realistic shot, or is it all but over already? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls all show on that. We'll get into the Phils. They dropped an annoying one last night. Some concern about Sir Anthony. We'll get to the Eagles as well. Obviously, a couple days from the draft. All of it on the table. Your phone calls. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we've been here before, and You know, the Sixers have not exactly made us proud in recent playoff years. Now, there have been some times they've staved off elimination, including, you know, down in Atlanta one time on the road. They were down 3-2, and they won a game six. Now, unfortunately, they then lost game seven here. But, you know, last year they were up 3-2. So, look, we've been through a million different scenarios with the Sixers. The bottom line is that no time have they ever made us truly proud in this era. And if they go out tonight, and James, if they go out the way you suggest they may, by getting their doors blown off, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, that is when the calls for Joel to get traded would really ratchet up significantly. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
You know, but Joe, like, yeah. what are we realistically asking for Joel to go out and do now? Like,
finish
win
the game effectively.
Three games against this Knicks team.
Yeah.
Three games, like superhuman performances, probably going to be required. You had to score 50. Brunson just went 47 with just one turnover, I believe. Games like that will be required. You got three of those in your back pocket. Can Joel sustain a level of excellence that passed, I don't know, a couple quarters?
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. And history, meaning recent history, suggests he probably will not. But we will find out. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Jeremiah in Brookhaven kicks us off. Good morning, Jeremiah.
Good morning, guys. First time caller, long time listener. How's it going, guys?
It's going all right, Jeremiah. Well, thanks for calling us.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
No problem, man. I just had a point about, John, you made up a point earlier about, you know, Joel having the brace on his knee and tending to the knee when he really doesn't need to. And Joe, you said, you know, they're just trying to protect their investment. Well, I mean, like Joel said, he's been here 10 years. And, you know, when I invest in something, I'm expecting a return, you know. And we've invested in Joel for the past 10 years. And, you know, we're not getting a return on our investment here, you know. So it's like,
And I think you're mismanaging. I think you're mismanaging that investment, Jeremiah, with even allowing him to put that gigantic brace on there.
Like, I agree.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm completely off base.
John's totally off
base. Maybe he's been injured again, and it's an incredibly unlikely turn of events where he would have just been surgered. And then he was rehabbing, and then to re-injure it in a different way, it's very unlikely, but it is possible.
Right. Well, I mean, if that would be the case, you know, I feel like if you're going to protect his future, you know what I mean? If he had an injury and then went out there and re-injured it or, you know, anything drastic happened, like you said, if you're going to protect it, you might as well just take him off the floor. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to have him out there halfway.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Jeremiah. They're hedging their bet. I mean, you know, they're playing him, but there's a certain degree of caution with how they're playing. I mean, first off,
they played him the entire second half.
Yeah.
Caution. He looked just fine scoring 50, didn't he? Like, hurt is he? Is the question.
He's hurt.
But that's an excuse for the games 1, 2, and 4. What about game 3 when he dropped 50 and looked awesome doing it? When everything's running right.
I disagree. I don't think he is capable of sustaining it the whole way through.
Now, I don't think he's capable of putting it out of his mind for four quarters. Like, the Sixers need to, that medical staff needs to get him to focus on forgetting that knee was ever injured. And I know that you're saying you think it's hurt again in a different way, and so it is injured now.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's the case. I think if that were the case, man, he'd be looking a lot worse than he is, going out there scoring 50 points. He's capable of doing amazing things at the highest level. It's in his head. He needs to forget about the knee. They used to tell us, you know, when they reconstruct your ACL, they would – basically take those crutches from you. As you know, a high-level athlete, they wanted you walking as soon as possible to get back to doing things, you know, the normal way, get back to your normal gait. It really is fast the way these things progress, and they do a great job of rehabilitating these guys, getting them back in a hurry. That surgery should not still have a giant brace on the knee 2 months later, unless – I believe this is one of those things where it's the player's comfort. Hey, you feel most comfortable. You feel protected best when that thing's on there. We're going to leave it on there for you. I'm telling you, I think it's a mistake.
I
think it's going to lead to the downfall of the team because the mindset can't get to where it needs to get for Joel and for the team as long as that knee brace is sticking around.
All right, to Malik in Mount Airy. Hi, Malik.
Good morning.
What's up, Malik?
What's up, buddy?
Let's just say that was not the birthday present I needed on Sunday.
Yeah.
Boy, it sucked.
Sorry for you, man.
Malik, I think the Knicks are still getting another offensive rebound. That was brutal.
It was disgusting.
It was.
Just disgusting. Well,
it was.
It's literally, we can't keep making, oh, Joel's injured. Oh, is something wrong with Joel? Because here's the thing. When Ben Simmons was there, it was Ben Simmons' fault. But it's never been Ben Simmons' team. It was always Joel's team. And if I'm not mistaken, I've never seen, up until Joel Embiid became a Philadelphia 76er, when Allen Iverson got hurt, it didn't matter. If we lost, it was Allen Iverson's fault. It was Allen Iverson's team. It was Allen Iverson's fault. It was Allen Iverson's responsibility to get us to the promised land or to the next round. Here we are again this year. We're making excuse after excuse after excuse. Eventually, we have to put the weight on his shoulders. And here's the problem. He's not tough enough to pick up the weight and put the team on his back and say, I don't care what I got to do tonight, we're going to win. I don't care what I got to do, we're going to win this series. He doesn't have that in his chest because it's not about his knee anymore. I refuse to accept the excuse because I've talked to way too many people that have had MCL surgery and MCL repairs, and these people are back up and running in less than a month, 6 weeks tops. And I mean, I'm talking about people who run. I'm talking about people who play football. I'm talking about other people that play basketball. And they're like, dude, it's in his head, and he's babying it, and he's going to keep using that crutch. And listen, the Bell's palsy thing is a completely different thing. You know, I wish him the best with that.
Yeah.
But you can't keep blaming your knee for the reason why your knee has nothing to do with you getting in better shape. Your knee has nothing to do with you coming up big in the fourth quarter. Your knee has nothing to do where you have a wide open 8-foot shot. Then you go in and allow a man that is 6'5" to dominate you for 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. 6'5". You're 7'2", 280. You should have dominated every single time down. You got an easy layup or a dunk on a 6'5" man. But he dominated you.
Yeah. Yeah, take it strong rather than try to use the rim for protection. Take it up strong and dunk it. I would love to see that sort of thing, but that is few and far between. Dunk attempts, and everyone says, oh, he doesn't have the lift he once did. Again, these are things, there's a mindset. There's a mindset that Joel needs to get to that he has not arrived at yet.
Well, I see him trying to play differently to try to protect the knee. You know, he's not doing the big galloping steps toward the basket, you know, like where he rumbles in there. He's being more cautious in that regard. Look, I also think that the head coach has to help him out. I mean, the head coach's decision the other day was a fiasco. And I understand why the head coach arrives at that decision. I mean, in the first, you know, half, I guess it was the beginning of the second quarter, when Paul Reed goes in there, you know, all hell breaks loose and the lead is gone. So I understand
the decision was not a fiasco. I think the result when Joel went out there.
Well, the result was a fiasco. But ask yourself going
up to his end.
But ask yourself going into that second half, was it really reasonable to think Joel could be effective for 24 straight minutes?
Some guys can do stuff in the playoffs. You see it every year.
Yeah,
you see guys raise their level.
But not,
they raise
but
their
not
own
him.
Level of expectation.
But not him.
Yes, guys
Look,
can do it.
I'll tell
Joel
you this.
Didn't.
Here's my deal for tonight. I mean, as it relates to tonight, I'm going to give you three things in particular. And this is not new ground we're breaking here, all right? We've covered this stuff a million times, but I'm going to say the three things most on my mind tonight for the Sixers to obviously win. Number one, Embiid's got to be able to finish the game effectively. So there's a worry there that he won't, okay? Number two, somebody else, third player, has to step up. I mean, you cannot possibly just have two players. I mean, they were so offensively deficient the other day. It was a joke. And obviously, you know, they just have not had a third guy emerge. And number three, Nick Nurse has to be better. I mean, I've seen a number of things from not calling the timeout game two to, you know, the situation as it relates to Joel and the management of his fourth quarter and second half in game four to, you know, just, you know, to overplaying Tobias Harris. Mm. You know, there's just been too many times Now, I will give Nick Nurse this. And it's not like he's got too much left in his tool belt that he can go to. You know, you don't have, Aaron McKee to pull off the bench. You just don't. But you got to find – so let me ask you guys a question. If you're going to make an adjustment to who plays tonight, who plays less, who plays more? Because I got a bunch of guys I don't trust. I don't trust Paul Reed. I don't trust Buddy Hield. I mean, I want to trust De'Anthony Melton, but I have no idea if he's ready to give you 28 minutes.
I think De'Anthony gets more minutes than he got in the last
game. Well, he's
the
easy answer, but we don't know that he can do it. James, what would you change tonight?
Man, less Tobias Harris.
Amen.
Honestly, anybody. I don't care. Maybe other than Hield. Hield and Harris are the two guys I just can't have on the court in big spots.
Tell me if you agree with this. Batum should play more minutes than Tobias Harris.
Sure, but you had 1 point last game. Like, that's fine. Like, sure. This team stinks, man. Like, outside of Tobias, I mean, outside of Joel and Tyrese, like, it's a bad basketball team. Like, they're a bad roster.
You know,
like, there's not many levers to pull. We're talking about Ricky Council. The guy got a 10-day contract at the end of the season. Like, play that guy. Like, that's where the level we're at.
I do like his athleticism a lot.
He's fun.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's what we're talking
about. It's
crazy
that we've arrived at this point. It really is. You know, they hustle. The Knicks hustle more than we do. It's what has won them a lot of those 50-50 balls, which ends up winning them games. Yeah. They are winning games because they hustle and get rebounds, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. So that's their identity. Like, they're not the most talented team, but they hustle and they work. What is the Sixers' team identity? They hustle. They work. The Sixers' team identity. Joe?
I would say that. I mean, I was going to say they disappoint us, but that's not really an identity. What is their identity? Their identity is
that we barely hold on while we're injured?
Leaning on a player who can't measure
that
up
we always
in the
fall
can't
short,
support like, their weight, essentially.
Yeah. Their identity is they lean on a player who's incredibly talented, but lets them down for a number of reasons.
Is our identity not even the second round this time?
Maybe not. Look, 215-592-9494. We'll go inside the Phils game from last night in Anaheim. We'll get into how you can win a cool prize today on our show and some audio related to the NFL draft, including Cooper DeJean and his expectation of how he'll be utilized. We'll get to that and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment? I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. They're phenomenal at what they do. And PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Look, if you're like me and your teeth have been pretty good through the years and you hope to keep it that way, certainly utilize PI Dental Center for year-to-year maintenance. And get there, you know, on the occasional to make sure you stay in good shape. But if you have a major issue that requires a major repair, maybe going back to childhood, you never got it fixed, or maybe more recently, an accident, a fall, you got banged up, know that
if your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out of market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. So everything related to the Sixers on the table. So, and by the way, let me give you our Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With Armin offering the highest quality certified pre-owned vehicles in the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first question, who wins tonight? Game 5, Sixers or the Knicks? Second question, who's annoying you the most? As the Sixers, of course, are in a 3-1 hole now. With them in that hole, who is annoying you the most? We have boiled it down to four people. Two that play, two that don't play. In alphabetical order, is it A, Joel Embiid, B, Tobias Harris, C, Daryl Morey, or D, Nick Nurse? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get to the Phillies game as well. And, of course, you can weigh in on the phone lines and all that. Phillies game last night. So, started good, John. You know, banging that ball around the ballpark last night early. And then you ran into Christopher Sanchez. You know what it was? It was a game that actually is the kind of game you typically get with a fifth starter. Like, you score some runs, but the starting pitcher gives up runs. And then the real story to me last night is Sir Anthony. Because, you know, Sanchez is allowed to have a bad outing. Like, it's fine. I mean, I know it's two in a row. He hasn't been razor sharp. But, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out. But, I mean, John, with Sir Anthony, I mean, his ERA was already – let's listen to the moment. So for those that don't know, the Phillies had the lead for most of the game. But then the Angels had tied it up. It's the seventh inning. Some guys on base. Sir Anthony on the mound. I mean, you know, this is a team you'd like to beat. And look, the Phillies don't have to win every game. They're not going to win every game. But you certainly don't want to see this happen.
And it gets away at the plate. Stubbs to get it. Flips it back to Dominguez. And he misses it. Two runs are going to score as Trout scores all the way from second base. As the Angels have taken a 6-4 lead on a wild pitch that goes to the backstop. Stubbs got the rebound, kind of blindly threw it to the plate. It was too high for Dominguez, and that allowed another run to score.
You know, believe me when I tell you, the story of that inning, it's not as much about the wild pitch, although that's the capper. But, he puts so many guys on base, and we've seen it all year. We've seen it for 2 years now.
He's just not the same. It's not he doesn't trust it. He's lost confidence, whether Topper will admit that for him or not.
I agree.
He's just not the same. My gosh, I was so excited to see him every time he took the mound, and now it's such a worry, nail biter, and he's losing games for us. I mean, and I wonder, like, if JT's in there, is JT able to stop that?
It's maybe possible. Maybe. It's a maybe.
It's possible. Yeah, he is so athletic.
I agree with that.
You know, Stubbsy, for everything that he gives you, he is short. I mean, he doesn't have good reach. You know,
he did miss the spot. I mean, I don't know if JT might have gotten to it, but Sir Anthony missed the spot by a mile.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was set up high, and it's like way low enough.
It's a wild pitch.
I don't know if any catcher gets to it.
It's a wild pitch. I think it was possible it's gotten to, but it's a wild pitch. I mean, clearly a wild pitch.
And then, you know, getting the ball back into play was an issue. So, yes, more sloppiness on top of sloppiness, and it lost him the game.
Look, you want
to
wait.
You're not accustomed to seeing that with this team this year because they really have been tired. With the way they've been playing lately.
Yeah, they have. Look, you want to weigh in on the Phillies, obviously, please do. Another good game by Alec Bohm. Got a single early to score some guys. Got a sack fly late in the game. So I think it was three RBIs last night for Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
But it was a game that happens sometimes when you have a fifth starter who doesn't give you the sharpest outing. And then you go to – see, here's the interesting thing on Sir Anthony. How long will they stick with this?
What do you do with him? You can't send him down unless he agrees, right?
Maybe you convince him.
Yeah, you'd have to convince him.
Maybe. That's the only way.
Maybe. You know, it's that or the phantom injury or keep playing him or trade him.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean. No, phantom injury is very possible as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I noticed last night.
Oblique
looking a little weird. What was he doing rolling his shoulder out there? Yeah.
You know what Dutch told me one time? He said, you can't imagine how many times a player has gotten injured in some way that might not necessarily be baseball related, and he gets in the cage to warm up.
He's like, "Oh, look at that!"
Yeah, so
I totally believe that.
You take a swing. And like, "Oh, no,
pulled an oblique."
Sorry, Skip, don't got it. You know, and then like,
how often
got it the night before?
I don't know.
I bet it happens all the time. Yeah.
Into the batting cage.
We'll ask Ruben.
Pre-existing injury.
Ruben's in here at 7 today. We'll ask Ruben.
Yeah.
The phantom. All right. Yeah. General manager guy. Phantom baseball injuries. Let's get you on the record. No, we'll see. I mean, they got to figure out something with Sir Anthony because I think the reality of you know, just continuing to do this. It doesn't seem to be working. So something's got to be changed. Hopefully it's as simple as removing him for a couple weeks and sort of rehabilitating him and then bringing him back. Look, I was a huge Sir Anthony guy. I mean, 2 years ago in the first off, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, he was a phenomenal early addition. You
know,
one
of the lone
career.
Bright spots
he
early
was.
On, yeah.
And then 2 years ago, like that Braves series and all, when they first, you know, made the playoffs and they were kicking butt. I mean, he was great. He was great. And we trusted him. So, all right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. This segment will also get to some Cooper DeJean audio and what Howie Roseman said about the possibility of where Cooper DeJean will play. Sixers, obviously, tonight. George right now. Good morning, George.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? I agree with you for once this morning. You know what I mean? You know, this loss is a big Daryl Morey loss. You can't give a man a 3-4 minute blow. You know what I mean? I've been watching basketball a long time, and all the good teams, all the winning teams, give their players a blow.
And in the playoffs, they don't. Because they need him more when the game's on the line.
But I think harder for a center
John,
to do
no,
that.
No, that's not true. That's not true, John.
Well, that
that's
is true. Hold on, George. Hold on, George. That is true, but let's be clear. It's more likely that a guard will play 46 to 48
like
minutes
Jalen
than a
Brunson.
Center. That's
exactly.
Right. Or Allen Iverson.
Yeah,
obviously, the example here in recent years would be AI. I mean, he was able to do it. Joel's not.
280 pounds to play 48 minutes. That's what you want. You're going to get the results that you get.
George, you don't have to convince me, man. I mean, B-Ball Paul is not good enough, and Daryl Morey's decision to say, let's go with him at 20-something million, was it's a joke. It's a total joke.
You've got – if you go down that roster, I don't know if you looked at the salaries. They have $100 million worth of nothing. You know what I mean? That's where your loss is at in this playoff.
Well, I'll just say this. Tobias is killing him. I mean, like, my answer to this poll question, who am I most annoyed with? It's Tobias. And I'm annoyed with all of them. Let me be clear. I'm annoyed with all of them.
But did you – the only thing I would say to that – and I agree, Tobias –
it's worse than ever, though.
Yeah, it is. But what did you expect from him? Like, this is more or less heading into the playoffs. I wanted more from him. But what I expected to get from Tobias, maybe it's slightly worse than I expected.
But you know what it could be, James?
It's what I expected.
But you know what it could be? It actually could be the difference between winning and losing. Just imagine a scenario. We'd have to look up exactly where he is. I think he's somewhere between 8 and 9 points a game right now. Just imagine a scenario where he gives you 13.
I know. I just didn't expect
it. But he should be able to do it. Because we should have someone else who can step in
and give you some replaceable like points, give you some scoring. That Buddy Hield has done nothing. Buddy Hield is afraid to try.
Do you go back to him tonight?
No, I don't. Like D'Anthony Melton, maybe he has more. You know, like he's working his way back from injury and everything else. Like maybe he can give you more. But campaign, I'd love to see more of him because it feels like he is so unafraid. He's going to put that thing up, and more often than not, it's going to go in. It could spark something. Minimize Tobias. The problem is in favor of whom?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Buddy. It's not. I guess it's campaign. I guess it's D'Anthony Melton.
I mean, look, Melton's the easy answer if he's capable of doing it. We just don't know if he's capable. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you got a shot to win a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to spoiling the mom in your life this spring. Obviously, Mother's Day up ahead. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. josephanthony.com. So back on this date, you got to go back over 30 years now, back in 1993. One of the most crazy things ever in sports that didn't actually involve the playing of sports occurred on this day in 1993, and it's when Monica Seles was famously stabbed. I believe this was in Germany.
She was in Germany.
Extremely lucky to live through that and still be able to maintain a career, you know, after she recovered. But it was a horrific moment.
And she was never the same. I mean,
she was like the best player
in the world, never came close to that again.
She was never the same. Steffi Graf regained number one. It was a whole thing. But so, you know, that crazy guy, you know, stabbed Seles in the back. Look, here's the deal. And it's sort of like back, top, neck area. It was crazy. Here's the deal. That moment was one of those sports moments that actually had nothing to do with the playing of sports. We will ask you today at 215-592-9494 to give us a famous, to give us a notable, to give us a crazy, to give us a wild moment, something, storyline in sports history that did not actually have to do with the actual playing of the sport. I mean, there are so many big answers. Give us a big answer here today at 215-592-9494. The best answer, whoever provides it, will win the Joseph Anthony $100 Retreat Spa and Salon gift card. John, when you think of a sports thing that wasn't actually the playing of the game, what hit you?
Yes, the game was skating across the ice, and it got all mixed up with batons and hitting legs and Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding and jealousy and hatred and dangerous.
Yeah, that was a wild one, that, to say the least. And then when they had to be teammates in 94, that was really unfortunate for Kerrigan. So, and it really kind of unfortunate that America picked on her for saying why. I mean, you know, I mean, I know she might have been
I don't blame her.
But Seltzer, the country got on her.
No, they did. I know. I'm with you. Yeah.
I mean, it's like she's a world-class athlete. She gets clubbed by her competitor.
Why is she being ruining her dreams and all that.
Right. All right, James, when you think of an answer here for a sports story not actually involving the playing of sports, what do you got?
So I'm going to guess that I know you know about this. I'm going to guess Rhea knows about this. Richie might not know about this. March 4th, 1973, the weirdest press conference of all time, which led to the weirdest situation of all time. Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich, two Yankees teammates who decided to swap families.
Yeah.
And literally, one guy moved in with the other family, the other moved in with the other family.
Yep.
Held a press conference, the whole thing.
Why?
Wildest story ever.
I don't know. Why ask why?
Just like
they were really close friends. They were really close friends. They like were very close with each other's families or whatever.
So I need
did like a twin swap, but they
weren't literally
twins?
Did life swaps.
Yeah, they did.
One went to the other, and that was
James.
It.
I need a ruling from you here. So as people, you know, put those thinking caps on to call in, is it more wild story like that or famous story? Like, let me give you an example.
Sure.
Black Sox scandal. So a group of players say, okay, sure, Mr. Bribesman, we'll take the bribe. Then it does involve the playing of a game, and some guys threw the game.
Is it called a bribesman?
Well, I don't know. Is it more famous, or is it more wild, or is it a combination?
I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of the two.
Okay.
Personal.
Whole package.
So like OJ, off the board. The whole OJ, the 1990s.
Yeah,
bang.
I think that was an automatic winner,
all right,
so
Rhea,
I'm okay with
it. Give me an answer, Rhea. What are you thinking here?
Well, this is one of our all-time favorites around here. T.O. doing sit-ups in his driveway.
100%. 100%.
Craziest thing ever.
All right, give us great answers for wild sports stories that did not actually involve the playing of sports. 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. Let's also get to audio related to Cooper DeJean because, you know, he is going to be in the Eagles secondary. We don't know which position he'll play. He's got safety, you know, skills. He's got outside corner skills. He's got slot corner skills. He was asked after the Eagles had drafted him about how he – thinks he'll be utilized. Let's listen to Cooper DeJean and what he sees up ahead.
Do you have a sense from the Eagles where they might use you? And do you have a preference, you know, whether it's outside corner, slot, or safety in terms of where you play in the secondary?
Yeah, they talked to me about all three positions. You know, I don't have a preference. You know, I'm a football player. So you put me on the field, I'm going to go play football. Whether it's inside, outside, at safety, wherever it is, you know, this is a game I love to play. As long as I'm on the field out there, you know, I'll be happy, and I'm going to give it my all every time I step on the field.
I could answer. So the diplomatic answer and really what you'd expect. John, do you have a sense, independent of where the Eagles might want to kick someone off, do you have a sense of what he'd actually be best at?
No. And it makes me wonder, like, why don't you see more of this? It is a great thing to be able to have a skill set that can apply to, you know, free safety, strong safety, cornerback, nickel, you know, inside or outside.
But some guys aren't built for it. Asante Samuel would never be
right.
a safety.
You're
he
right.
just, he some, just doesn't
right.
want to hit.
Some guys aren't built for it. But, you know, this is awesome territory. They talk all the time about how they cross-train guys here. You know, they talked a lot previously about cross-training James Bradbury as a slot guy, but they've cross-trained other guys as both safeties or as the nickel guy and a safety. I love that it's taken, like, the next step, and there's a lot of responsibility that potentially they're putting on the shoulders of such a young guy. This is a big a big expectation if he's able to get out there on the field. Yeah. Because normally what holds a young guy back is he's not as, you know, up on the schemes as he needs to be. So he has to think through it. He's a little slow. If this kid's able to apply it and do it fast and do it well, that's a huge, I mean, it's an unlikely jump that he's so precocious.
Sure.
And ahead of schedule. That's going to be great to see.
Look, Eagles draft obviously got a lot of praise in large part because they got Cooper DeJean in the second round. You know, Howie also was asked basically the same question, and you know, he gave essentially the same answer. Like, we'll say.
He was a first-round player for us.
Get him in the building, and we'll figure out which way to go. But let's listen to Howie when talking about, you know, DeJean as a prospect. Because while he didn't want to commit to what position he'll play, Howie had some high praise for Cooper DeJean.
He was a first-round player for us. And, you know, Jeffrey said this tonight, you know, it's rare for us to be picking in the 20s and to get two first-round players. And, you know, both those guys were first-round players for us.
Are we sure, John, they did? And here's what I'm getting at. You know, Spike made this point yesterday. I thought it was a really good one. There have been times in the past where we've had that feeling of, you know, N'Kobe Dean obviously been an example. Like, oh, the Eagles got another first rounder in the third round. Like, 39 teams passed on Cooper DeJean. So what does that say as it relates to, I mean, basically what Spike said. This was interesting.
He's different.
Here's the way Spike framed it. It was a good point. He said the draft analysts had Cooper DeJean ranked higher than the 32 general managers. Just a fact. I mean, the GMs collectively, no one in the first 39 said, let's go with him. But a guy like Mel Kiper said 14th best player, and Daniel Jeremiah, wherever.
But that's not necessarily true. It means the teams that were picking in those spots
that's
and
true.
What they needed and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, there could have been a team that was picking 13th
there
that wanted
been.
Cooper DeJean and couldn't get back up or had someone else higher, whatever. You know
but
what I mean?
Notable that he didn't go in the first round.
I agree. I'm just saying it's not like exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.